that glitters.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. For the first time in 6 months, the price of gold has surged above $1,000 an ounce. Good news if you own some of the yellow metal, but not perhaps for the global economy. Gold is the ultimate safe haven in times of trouble. Let's check in with Stephen Beer joining us live from London. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what's behind the latest spurt in this in the price of gold?
Well, the timing of this, in a way, is not a surprise, because this traditionally is a very strong time of year for physical demand for gold. For jewellery, we've got Hindu festivals in India, the wedding season there. Chinese buyers are usually busy now as well, preparing for the new year. But there's a lot of investor interest in gold as well, and that could be ominous.
All right, so why ominous?
Well, because it could reflect fear. First of all, fear of inflation. We've got a lot of cash sloshing around the global system at the moment with record low interest rates, central banks printing money like crazy. Some investors are saying deflation's not a problem anymore. Inflation, perhaps hyperinflation, is going to be the major challenge. So let's get into the oldest store of wealth, gold. Other investors are even more pessimistic. They seem to be saying the global economy is very fragile. We've got currencies like the dollar that are being debased. We could be facing turmoil. Gold could be one of the few assets to trust.
Stephen, the price of gold has been pretty volatile. I mean, do traders and analysts really expect it to keep on rising?
No, I mean, some are pointing to the fact that it was $1,000 an ounce back in February, and by April, it was back well below $900. So some analysts here are expecting the price to do the same thing this time, to come back down with a bump.
All right, Stephen Beer joining us live from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Checking numbers this morning, European shares are trading mostly higher right now, and Asia stocks mostly higher. Hang Seng was up 2%. Wall Street starts the week lower. The NASDAQ lost about 0.5% last week. The Dow lost about 1%. Congress reconvenes in Washington this week after a long recess. Marketplace's Steve Henn has a look at what's on the agenda.
Every September, when Congress comes back to town, the traffic gets worse, lobbyists flood back, and cabbies like Charles Hewitt rejoice. The long, hot summer is finally over.
There's nowhere to go to restaurants or anything that requires people. They're gone.
It's been a sticky month for lawmakers, too. But now it's back to work. They have to finish next year's budget, not to mention tackling health care.
I don't think we're going to see any action beyond the annual spending bills in health care.
A.B. Stoddard covers the Capitol for the Hill newspaper. She says health care is quickly becoming the issue that's eating the rest of the Democrats' agenda. Remember global warming legislation and regulatory reform for Wall Street?
I don't see that coming up in the remainder of 2009. I think it'll be health care and just the usual business.
And unless President Obama finds a way to slice through the gridlock, every other issue could end up stuck in traffic. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Later this week, on Thursday, the Council of Economic Advisers releases its estimates of how many jobs were created or saved by the Recovery Act, also known as the stimulus package. The first road project funded through the package is just about complete. All summer, Tamara Keith's been tracking the repaving of New Hampshire Avenue just outside of Washington, D.C., and she filed this update.
It's 11 o'clock at night, and Tim Riddell is operating a skid loader. He scoops up piles of blacktop left behind by a big yellow milling machine that's grinding off several inches of cracked and potholed asphalt.
We're cleaning everything up, sweeping the road off clean, and the paving crew is coming behind us and putting a skim coat on it.
It wasn't long ago that Riddell worried he'd be out of work this summer. Instead, he's been busier than ever, logging lots of overtime on this and another stimulus project. He's paid off all his bills and is just back from a week-long vacation. He took his two daughters to Ocean City, Maryland.
My grandparents live down there, And luckily, you know, I've been working enough. I had some money so we could go out and do a lot of fun stuff down there.
They went to the beach, played miniature golf, and rode the rides at the Jolly Roger Amusement Park.
They had a blast.
Riddell's stimulus project paycheck provided Ocean City with a little economic stimulus of its own. At the Jolly Roger, General Manager Stephen Pastisak says business here has been slower than usual, but decent.
Maybe they don't do the water park every day. They do that one day, do the beach the next day, and then, say, do miniature golf. They spread it out a little bit more instead of spending a lot of money on things.
Ocean City's mayor has been trying to entice vacationers like Tim Riddell with radio ads like this one.
Hi, this is Rick Meehan, mayor of Ocean City, Maryland. A lot of folks are tightening their belts this summer, but I'm here to say there's still time to book a great vacation without spending a lot.
Mayor Meehan says it looks like business in this tourist town is holding steady this year, despite the recession.
We've increased the number of day trippers, maybe just like the family you talked about, but while they're here, they are going out and spending money. They are buying their French fries. They are buying their popcorn. And if everybody buys a little bit less, but there's a few more people buying, the numbers are about the same.
In this economy, not losing is the new winning. In Ocean City, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
And finally, old habits die hard on the tiny South Pacific island of Samoa. Instead of driving on the right side of the road, the government said cars will now drive on the left side, like they do in bigger neighbors, Australia and New Zealand. The theory is it'll entice more people to drive smaller, more fuel-efficient cars with a right-side driving seat instead of a gas-guzzling American-style left-driving seat car. The Samoan government actually gave most workers a day off yesterday to allow locals a chance to practice. And by the way, bars are closed all week. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.